My name's Storm Wallace. I'm from Portland in Dorset, and I coordinated the storm cleanups and the beach cleans and some of the repair work in my area. Firstly, I started by putting it on social media sites, seeing if I could get 10 or 20 members to help me, and it ended up being over 300 each time. But just getting people to help fix up local businesses, getting some bulldozers in, and just litter pickers to do the beaches. Local companies helped to sponsor us with that, and it's been really, really successful. Today, I thought I was just coming to a reception at Downing Street to speak to other members who had done similar things to me, and it turns out that I've actually been awarded a Point of Light, which is a new award for our country, brought over from America, so I'm extremely overwhelmed, nearly cried on the television, which is quite embarrassing, but yeah, it's amazing. It's very, very surreal for a little girl from Portland to be here. We were in the cabinet room earlier with the Prime Minister, seeing some really important historical objects. I just couldn't believe that I was in there, but really lovely to speak to him. It's very nice to speak to, second time that I've met him. Made us feel completely at ease, but explained to us what the awards were for and that we've been receiving some of those today. So amazing, very, very overwhelming. I was trying to explain this earlier to somebody. It's weird from my position because I don't see it from an outsider's point of view. So for me, I don't feel very well known and it doesn't feel like I've done a lot. I just feel like I live in a small community and we're all friends and we've done a lot of work between us, but obviously people from the outside have seen what we've done and recognised it. So I mean, it's amazing, especially on behalf of our island as well. It's raised a lot of awareness for us and what's been going on there with the bad weather. I love the area. I've lived there and my family go back generations there, and see the beach in the state that it was and people's homes in the state that they were, I don't think if I hadn't done it, I'm sure somebody else would have. You just naturally do it. There's no way I could have driven past and not done it. If there's an elderly lady's house being flooded and there's a pile of sandbags down the road, you're going to stop your car and get them out. And I'd like to think that that would have been anybody. It was just on this occasion me that did it.